Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. If you're an INFP, you may have felt a bit like an outcast from the moment you were born. The world is a loud place. It's full of extroverts and people who are willing to be and wanting to be called popular and seen in the public spotlight. It's also a place that values things like logic, efficiency, and success. If you're an INFP, all of these things can make you feel like there's something wrong with you. And maybe there is. Maybe you're a bit weird. I certainly am. But it doesn't mean that there's nothing good about being different from everyone else. Weird and different isn't the same as bad. Hey, I'm Matt Sherman, and welcome to Geek Psychology, where you find your true character and level it up so you can play life better. INFPs are dreamers and artists. We're the people that make art happen. We create bold new worlds in our imagination and explore all these different fantastical realms. We're often not seen as people who are able to get things done. We're not appreciated for our contributions to society or our approach to life because we don't always fit the mold or meet expectations, right? But we've got a lot to offer if the world would just give us a chance. As an INFP, I feel like my life is constantly a race to put out fires. I'm always looking for the next thing to do, and I feel like there's never enough time in the day to get it all done. When I was younger, I used to think that this was just because of school, right? That once I finished my homework and projects, then I could go do what I wanted. But as an adult, it's still the same thing. Every day, there are these things that need to be done, chores around the house, bills to pay, friends to see if I had more time, and family members to care for. And then there are these, you know, other projects and hobbies and so many games that I want to play that I'll never be able to. And they're always just kind of like sizzling and waiting for me to give a little attention to them so that they don't explode and start to consume me. And it seems like there are just too many things to do and things that you have to get done before you can even start thinking about what you want out of life. Do you feel like that too? I used to feel it a lot stronger, but it's always there. And what I've found is that we INFPs feel useless for two main reasons. Number one, we feel like we're not doing enough. And number two, we feel like we're not using our unique gifts and talents in the world. So here's what you can do to feel more useful and alive. Number one, slow down so that you can go faster. If your mind is all over the place, which it probably is, then you're gonna struggle to make good decisions. So take some deep breaths and just let yourself relax for a minute. This is the perfect time for meditation and self-hypnosis if you're into that. Then number two, make a list of all your daily tasks and put them in categories: house, wealth, health, relationships, and hobbies. Number three, write down which from each category is the most important and do that. You know, you might be asking like, well, how do I know which is the most important? So ask yourself, what would happen if I do or don't do this? I talked about second order thinking in a recent Questy newsletter as well. Sign up at geekpsychology.com for the weekly newsletter with tips and tricks to play life better. If you don't feed, for example, if you don't feed the dog, he'll eventually die. But what'll really happen, right, is he'll get restless and he'll start making a mess, and then you'll have a mess. And if you don't clean the house, it'll continue to be a mess, and that'll create more distractions and the feeling of being unsettled, which will make it more difficult to focus on writing that paper for school or whatever it is. So feed the dog, right? It's quick and easy. Then clean the house because you've already identified that as something that has a long-term impact. It doesn't have to be a science. Just think a few steps down that timeline and trust that if you start checking more things off your list, you'll start to feel better and you'll have physical proof of it because you've checked it off that list, which will encourage you to continue. That commander part of yourself that likes to strategize and get stuff done has been ignored for way too long. Part four, ask, what is one small step that I can take right now? This is a common question in many self-help books, and the reason is because it works. It's one of my favorite things to do is just to ask myself, like, what do I need to do? And then start to take action. When I feel stuck, I just take an action. Any action will help you move forward. Even if it's something small, like opening up your laptop and typing out one sentence, doing something is better than thinking about it for too long and actually doing nothing. So now what does this have to do with feeling like we're not, you know, using our unique gifts and talents in the world? Nothing yet. So the next step is to start doing things that are more important to you. This could mean volunteering, it could mean starting a blog or a podcast, actually creating a writing routine or something like that, a drawing habit, or it could be as simple as telling friends and family what they should know about you, right? That you haven't actually expressed to them yet. It doesn't matter what it is, but if we're not being ourselves, then who are we being? So most of my clients that feel depressed or have low self-esteem, low self-worth, they're not doing things that engage in their dominant function, which is the core to your personality type. And for INFPs, it's about exploring yourself and allowing you and facets of you to be expressed into the world in some way. And it doesn't have to be public, but it needs to be done. It needs to be something that you have created. Simply engaging in what resonates with you in a positive way starts to create a life that you enjoy living. And it's not the opposite. You don't start enjoying life and then do things that you like. Looking down to the right and sighing, breathing deeply, and thinking bad thoughts creates a bad state. Standing up straight, smiling, even if it's kind of a forced smile, looking back and forth, thinking happy thoughts, right? Using your imagination actually starts to create a positive state within you. Just like when you are feeling that, you start to do that. So you can do that. You can reverse engineer those aspects, and you should. You can also start leaning into your ability to innovate and your desire to brainstorm. Stop looking at the world as a place where problems need to be solved and start looking at it as a place where possibilities to create change exist. Start focusing on what's possible instead of what's wrong. Start seeing the world as an abundant place where you can create anything that you want instead of a scarce one where there's not enough for everyone. And if you want more help with that, first, like, share, and subscribe, and then check out this video over here. Good luck, have fun. Peace.
Hey.
Ooh.
'm just gonna hide now. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.